Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Rivals Review Podcast, a podcast where 3 minutes and 30s talk all things Marvel Rivals. It's been a few weeks, guys, since we've been here. My name is Conrad Gunther, and as always, I'm joined by my partners in crime, Dehita Work. And I'm pointing this way. I don't know which way he is on the fucking...
He's the other way.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
Thumbs up.
And Vance Helsing down here.
Hello. Oh, wow, I don't care that you started an update. Sorry.
Yeah, so it's been a minute. We haven't had a lot of news, and in this last week, we've kind of gotten a bit, so I kind of want to jump into that. I don't think this episode will be one of our longer ones, but we got news of a new beta, if you're in China.
Not allowed to play.
Yeah, so, like, this is a hasn't been released. It was at an event in China. It was on a Billy Bing stream or something like that. It's like the Chinese Twitch. And Marvel Rivals did a thing on October 16th or the 18th. I can't remember which day. They're going to do a server technical test, which is a stress test, which is what everybody asked them to do. But so far, the only confirmed zone that's happening is in China. So what are you guys' thoughts on that?
I can't say my true thoughts on Twitch, but I'm not very happy. That's it. Not very happy. Hopefully we get it. I'm going to be optimistic.
You can't... any maintenance person be like, oh yeah, you tested one? Yeah, the rest of them are fine. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Everybody's going to be like, you need to at least test all of them. It's... Mm-hmm. Either that, or this is just China getting back at us for a bunch of political bullshit.
The mouse, please, China.
I do want to be upfront. After doing my extensive research on Reddit, I have come to the understanding.
Reddit is your new source? Interesting.
Yeah, my Reddit is my new source. One of them, yeah. But after some looking into it, apparently China never was part of the closed alpha test or the closed beta test. So they actually haven't had access to the game at all yet. Okay, as such, they're getting access to the exclusive closed alpha Scarlet Witch skin and the a chance to earn the closed beta Venom skin as well. So that's kind of cool. I have my own thoughts on it. Like what the fuck are you doing, guys? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way you just do this in China, because like this is my thought process right here. They do GamesCon last month. It's been about a month. They reveal Captain America and the Winter Soldier. They show these gameplay footage. They set up booths for people to play at GamesCon. They give streamers exclusive fucking rights to stream the game. Just streamers and game journalists. Like, to play the game for 5 days during a set hours. And everybody else kind of just got teased, you know? And then they do that. And then they release like some more info and some more hype as the last couple of days or weeks have gone by. They've released info on they released highlight videos. I don't know if you saw those on the official Discord. They released highlight videos from the tournaments that happened during the closed beta. They released a character that they did a whole thing for Psylocke. They're doing this whole art thing with Peach Momoko and her art for like Spider-Man and Penny Parker. And they just have not answered anybody else's question outside of China if we're going to have closed out, like an open beta. And like in bird culture, this is what we call a dick move. So I don't know. What do you guys think? Are we getting a beta? A server test beta?
It's not looking good.
Yeah, I'm not going to get my hopes up for it at this point. It's been 3 weeks, and the only thing they've confirmed is China's getting one, and that's it. You would have think they would have announced it.
But they haven't said we aren't, which is what gets me upset. It's like, at least tell me that I'm not getting it, you know? At least give me that. At least put me out of, put me out of my fucking misery, for real.
Plausible deniability.
So we hoped. Did you guys catch the state of play?
I did.
Nope. Yeah, it wasn't great.
It was really good at the end when Ghost of Yotai.
Yeah, Ghost of Yotai looks cool. But like everybody that was hoping for Marvel Rivals all across the internet on the, and by that I mean the Discord and
the subreddit.
The subreddit, they were all hoping to see something at the state of play, and we got fucking nothing.
Yeah.
So. And everybody had high hopes. Yep, it's par for the course. And then right now, currently happening, is the Tokyo Game Show, where, believe it or not, that's in Japan. And they...
Oh my god.
Wild. Wild. So, yeah, they're doing the Tokyo Game Show, and I just got off the subreddit right now, and there's a post there about how Marvel Rivals is set up on the screens to give out some sort of information at the Tokyo Game Show. Take this with a grain of salt. Reddit isn't always the most trustful spot for news.
Yeah. Where I get most of my news now, since I got rid of Twitter.
Yeah, dude. You mean X.
Whatever. I will never call it X.
It sounds weird. It sounds like a porn site. I don't like it.
I know. I don't like going around and be like, dude, do you want to know what I found on X? And be like, I don't want to know what your fetishes
I found,
are.
Yeah. I found a tweet of Elon Musk threatening to impregnate Taylor Swift. Like,
well, hang on now. Now we're getting into politics. Let's avoid
was,
this conversation.
It is a thing, though. All right. So, yeah, but other than that, dude, they have given us some stuff over the last week. Specifically, Psylocke with a trailer and... that looks pretty cool. And I just want to talk about real quick. It's like what they first did is they gave a quiz. Did you guys do the quiz on Discord?
Hell no, I didn't do that quiz.
There was a quiz on Discord, and you could do the quiz. And if you got all the answers right, it gave you the reveal that, hey, Psylocke's going to be a character. And then the next day, they released the actual gameplay footage.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was kind of an exciting way to build up hype. And then yesterday, they released like a picture of Psylocke that you could download from the Discord to install as a computer wallpaper, which I did. So I have a nice little picture of Psylocke just hanging back here. So, Psylocke dots. Did he work? Yeah.
She looks pretty cool. I think she's going to be a fun DPS. I'm surprised she's not like strategist, but like I can see her being able to gank.
Why do you say that? Why do you think she was going to be a strategist?
They need more. There was not a good selection, and the ones they had were like, there's only like two or three good ones, honestly. Like, I figured they would like give us a new one, but I ain't mad at it. I like her Genji Sombra fusion style.
Yeah.
She,
that's a thing.
Yeah, they're doing it. they do a good job at like making characters their own, though, so I will give them that. It's not always just like they feel like their own characters.
Okay, Vance, what do you think about the Psylocke? What were your thoughts when you saw the trailer?
My first immediate thought was, who the fuck is Psylocke? I don't
never watch the X-Men movies, at least.
Nope, I've never seen a single X-Men movie. So imagine my confusion when I went to see Deadpool Wolverine.
Well, yeah, all right.
Looking at her kit stuff, like it looks fun. It doesn't look like the camo is going to be like an always up type thing like Sombra is. It's a dive in. Once you execute somebody, pop your camo, bounce out. So it's more for or just camo in and assassinate somebody. So it looks like it will be more balanced than what I feel Sombra is. Looking at when she casted her ult, I don't think it's gonna be that much of a damage dealer. Like, unless it's gonna have some type of weird scaling based off of, like, missing health or anything like that. But it was, like, two swings at a minimum to kill a target dummy. So
yeah, target dummies have the 300 health.
Well, even still, like, it only took them down two-thirds, so they're still at 100 health, and then you gotta factor in there's gonna be healing coming in and stuff. I don't think it's gonna be a worthwhile ability, for right now, at least. It doesn't look like it's very strong.
I see your point from, like, that, like, little bit we got, but I also think it's a, how does it function, you know? Because if it's a skill-based thing like Dragon Blade, like, people are gonna find value with it, or, like, I think it depends. I don't think we know quite enough about it yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, so let's talk. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I think it also depends on how much like speed is a factor of that. If it's on a set cooldown, or if like if there's something that buffs attack speed, then it swings faster. Things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. There are, what is the damage boost? Rocket Raccoon gives a damage boost. I think Mantis gives a damage boost. She at least gives a damage boost to herself. I don't think she gives it to her allies, though. I can't remember. It's been so long.
It was an eternity ago.
It's like 8 weeks now, man. That's like 7 weeks, some shit like that. It's been a while. But yeah, let's talk about her like basic kit outside of her alt a little bit. So I love the fucking art design, like the butterfly wings, dope as shit, I thought.
Yeah,
that looks pretty cool.
Personally. Also, in terms of the artistic direction, they didn't take the normal like Psylocke that's like in a leotard kind of thing.
Yeah, I was
they
surprised by that.
They took one that was inspired by a different Marvel comic, like from like a feudal Japan area, and like they chose her, and like because the whole idea of this like storyline from Marvel Rivals is that the two Doctor Dooms are fucking up the multiverse, and they're like all these heroes are being pulled in from all kinds of different dimensions and shit. Mm-hmm. So they have like unlimited freedom with like which kind of like how they want the like. Tweak the characters or so, or grab them from specific like comic books or something, as we're seeing with Psylocke, because normally like Psylocke is like a ninja, but she isn't like looking like this feudal, you know.
It kind of gave me Demon Slayer vibes with the.
That's exactly. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it's based on. It's a Demon Slayer. Yeah.
I can't think of what her name is, or the what is it, the Hashira? Is that what their rank was? So she reminds me of the butterfly bitch.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I'd like to point out is like when it comes to just her primary fire, what is it? Like, how is she building alt?
Yeah, you know? That is true.
That is a great question. I am actually going to pull it up on my screen so I can watch it at the same time that we're talking about it.
It doesn't show it. And another thing I noticed, okay, so like let's talk about the first ability to see was as a dash, right? And they show this dash several times, and I want to notice that this is like a seamless transition in one of the dashes that looks more like a teleport than it does a dash. So I think she's got a dash and a teleport based on what we've seen, but I could be crazy.
All right, well, BMW just got a free ad roll through my video because I couldn't mute the audio.
Nice. And, yeah, and an invisibility. I have some concerns about invisibility. Particularly, is it permanent? Permanent invisibility thoughts from the degenerate Sombermane. Go.
Listen, I'm not a Sombermane. I just like to ruin people's day sometimes. yes, bring it. I want it. It's not
permanent.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
You don't think it's a big deal?
Turn around.
Just turn around. I mean, she does so much fucking damage.
Just turn around and shoot. That's all you gotta do.
Just turn around and shoot her. Okay.
I mean, I feel like there's a lot of characters that already kind of go invisible. Well, I guess Loki and who else? Is it
Loki.
Just Loki? Yeah, just Loki.
Yeah.
And that's not really too crazy to deal with. I mean.
Yeah, but he also.
I doubt it'd be permanent anyway.
Loki's also a support player who can't, you know, catch someone out of position and just fucking kill them.
Yeah, but she's probably going to be, like, real squishy.
I need 250 health, I'm betting.
Probably.
That seems to be the lowest we've had so far.
Yeah, I don't think we have anybody under that, so.
Oh, yeah, we do. We do.
So, I'm watching.
Oh, yeah.
I had 200.
I'm watching the video back, like, of her trailer, like, watching her ult specifically. Sorry, I know you were talking about stealth and stuff, but looking at it, it looks like it's not a manual swing type thing. It's an AoE where she just randomly jumps to targets.
And it's hard to see from like the angle that they have it too. Like, I think we're going to need more information. We need more, Nettie's. Fucking give us more.
But. Yeah. So what happens is she dashes in from the off screen and then she pops the ult and like does the little pose for a half second, and then just immediately starts dashing to random targets. So I think it's almost like like an old League of Legends Fiora, what she used to do is she would be invulnerable and dash around and dive onto random targets, and that's what it reminds me of.
We'll have to see. Like, I don't know. I mean, I like the concept of the kit with like a kind of like Genji Sombra mix. But did you see what I was talking about in that video? Where in one of the dashes, because they showed the dashes several times, and in one of the dashes, it looked more like a teleport because it was such a seamless transition from the one scene to the other. That's like, that's why I was thinking she maybe have a fucking TP too. But
I wonder if it would be like a, well, I was going to say maybe like a Kiriko type thing where she teleports to an ally, but instead she can teleport to a target.
I don't know. I think unfortunately, like, while the gameplay video was like cool, I just don't think it gave us enough to really know how she like functions. Yeah. And like in one of the Discord posts, the dev says she has a crossbow. And we don't see a crossbow at all during that whole fucking trailer. So.
All right, cool. She's got a crossbow. And so is it being used? No.
Yeah, we don't fucking know. We don't fucking know. What do you think, Vance, about the permanent invisibility if they have it?
That's fucking bullshit. I fucking hate Sombra for that reason.
Yeah. I mean, I agree.
It needs to be like a no more than, like, for an assassin type character, it needs to be like 6 second, like, not channel time, but a 6 second buff that she's invisible to be able to get out of whatever she's doing. And then that's it. That's, if you don't turn around, CC her in the middle of combat, then she's just going to get away. That's how it should be.
Yeah, my problem with, like, let's say a character like Sombra, because that's obviously the comparison we're doing here, is Sombra's invisibility to everyone. My problem with Sombra is, like, maybe she isn't the strongest DPS, but for us shit players, you know, in low diamond and below, like, oftentimes, a Sombra will, like, just hard focus a character, it's super annoying, like, a character that's slightly isolated, and just, like, burst him down, which is annoying or whatever, and fine, I guess, fine play style. But the problem is I think she's too hard to fucking punish sometimes, because, like, she can just fucking throw her, she's not stuck outside of invisibility for any, like, I feel like, significant period of time. There's not, like, a 10-second cooldown where she can't go invisible. She goes in, she busts her nut, and then she throws her translocator and goes invisible again, just, like, right away. There was no risk-to-reward kind of, like, ratio for, like, coming out of stealth. Besides, like, and you're not gonna see this in lower SR lobbies, that fucking 180, like, recognition from the Cassidy right away into a flashbang headshot teabag kind of thing. That just is not as frequent as, like, you know,
teabag mandatory.
Higher rank lobby. Yeah, teabag mandatory. I will teabag the shit out of a Sombra every time I kill her. Yeah. I will throw the whole team fight to teabag a Sombra.
That's dedication.
I will die staring into her lifeless fucking eyes.
My next question is, with the invisibility, if she takes damage at all, does it break the stealth? That's going to be an important thing. Because if you can't break the stealth, then she will just get away.
I think they have to. Like, I mean, like, Loki's stealth right now breaks when he takes damage. So, and his stealth is also perma-stealth, technically. No, it's not, actually, because it's not a passive. I should take that. He stays in stealth indefinitely, but it's not a fucking passive that just turns him stealth again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he does heal during his stealth, which I always found, like, super, super cool. Yeah. All right. So we talked about Psylocke a bit. I wish we had a little bit more information for the guys, but yeah. I'd like to talk now about, just very briefly, about the way NetEase has been hyping up the games. And I already came up with this, like, late. And you guys aren't as deep into the lore right now as I am. So let me just tell you a little bit about how they've been hyping up the game for us. So last week, they started releasing the top moments, like the top 10 moments from every area, every district or whatever around the world, like, you know, EU, Americas, blah, 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 every server, the tournament, the top 10 moments of the tournaments, they started doing that. shortly, and they started doing contests too. Like, they're like, enter this contest by reposting these Twitter posts, blah, 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 and win a month of free Nitro, or win a poster signed by Peach Momoko, the artist, blah, blah, who's doing some skins for us. So they've been doing those kind of things. And they did the Psylocke trailer, or the Psylocke character reveal after that. So they've been slowly drip feeding content that feels like in the Peach, and they also gave us the Peach Momoka skins. I don't know if you guys saw those in the Discord, but they are pretty fucking cool. And I'll post those to you guys later so you can see them if you're not part of the Discord. But they showed some like skins for Spider-Man and Penny Parker, like some pretty fucking cool skins. And that's the last we've heard. They're doing another fucking contest now, an entry contest. And they've been slowly building, it feels like, into an announcement. But there hasn't been an announcement, or am I coping excessibly?
Probably, bud. Probably,
yeah, probably coping at this point.
They said, enjoy Psylocke on December 18th or whatever it is. Yeah, I think it's 18th.
December 6th is that.
Oh, thing. December 6th.
Don't you dare add 12 more days to that.
Nice. All right.
But yeah, that's the general hype. So, like, in terms of new news, that's about it. But to close this out, I want to talk about leaks. I love some leaks. We got some leaks, and some of them are pretty exciting. So, there's a guy out there who's been leaking the game. His name is Miller Ross. You guys can follow him on X. And he hasn't been wrong yet when it comes to leaking Marvel Rivals. He's been pretty consistently on top of it, and everything he said has been accurate. So Miller Ross has leaked the rest of the upcoming roster, if you guys are interested in. So here we go. I'm going to name a character, and you're going to tell me how you feel about it coming to Marvel Rivals. And all we're going to say is, yep, sounds good, and move on. we need a little more. So the Human Torch.
Ooh.
Johnny fucking Storm.
I'm kind of excited for that.
That sounds pretty dope.
His abilities have also been leaked.
Oh, wow.
I don't have them with me, but they have been leaked. So, Hawkeye.
There's my Hanzo main, baby. There he is. Let's go.
His kit has also been leaked, and his art has been leaked too. So you can actually see a character model of, actually, the Human Torch, too. You can see art model of the Human Torch. And they made him white. He's a white Human Torch.
Isn't he normally, though?
He was black in the last movie.
Oh, yeah. So that's not normal.
the abnormal.
I mean, I guess they can do whatever, but since it's a multiversal thing.
Cloak and Dagger.
I don't know too much about them.
I'm thinking of the movie If, the imaginary friends, like Cloak and Dagger.
Cloak and Dagger has a Hulu show. They have a Hulu show.
Yeah, I do remember seeing the Hulu show. I never watched it, but
so like they're like a part, they like their powers are connected somehow, so they're like a team. And like Cloak has dark powers where he can create like dark portals and shit and like meld into shadows and disappear and stuff. And Dagger has light powers where she like throws daggers made out of light and shit.
Ooh, neat.
They are, from what I understand, going to be a strategist. And they are going to be strategists. And they're one character. Cloak and Dagger is one playable character where you swap between Cloak and Dagger.
Okay.
And, like a rotating with like rotating kits.
That's pretty cool.
Ultron is come to the game.
Yes, bring me my
as a
boy.
Strategist. Yeah.
As a strategist. Oh, I mean, I could see that.
Yeah.
That makes sense, actually.
Yeah. What do you think about the Ultron?
I think he's going to be like a summoner. He's just going to send a bunch of bots to go do shit for him.
Hell yeah, dude.
Probably give him buffs and shit. I can see it.
Yep.
All right. Squirrel Girl.
Oh, wow. That's going to be funny. There's a bunch of squirrels going crazy.
Squirrel Girl is coming to Marvel Rivals.
I better get two more fucking squirrels to go to the other lanes that I didn't play her in.
Mm-hmm. I think you're thinking of a different game. Oh wait, no, you're thinking of I just caught it. I thought you were talking about MOBAs because you said lanes, and I'm like, oh, he's talking about Snap.
Yep, talking about Snap.
Yeah.
Black Widow.
What's she gonna do? Is she gonna be the melee like martial artist? Like,
yeah. Probably.
Well, apparently, she has a sniper rifle.
With the multiverse. Yeah, we don't have a sniper at all.
We have Hela, and that's close enough. I don't want one shots in the game outside of ultimate abilities. To be completely honest, because think about how like Widowmaker and how even in our quick play games, she's fucking everywhere.
Well, she's shooting logs out of her rifle now, so what do you expect?
Yeah, and like she can just one hit people, so she just has value if you're landing shots. Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, that's gonna be funny too.
He's gotta be some type of support that just yanks people out. He's gonna life weaver the shit out of people.
Mm-hmm. He is definitely a support. Blade.
Yeah. Let's go.
Blade.
Yeah. It better look like fucking Wesley's knives, I swear to God.
It's gonna be white.
It better be fucking... That's like a
Channing Tatum Blade. Like, Wait, what? None about his story said he had to be black. Nothing about his story.
It's a day walker.
Oh, man. Okay. Vance, have you seen the old Blade movies? Did that Blade cameo mean anything to you in Deadpool and Wolverine?
Yes, I know. I haven't seen all of the Blade movies. I've seen bits and pieces of all of
them. We should have a Blade watch party, I swear to God.
Let's do it.
Just like watch the old fucking Blade movies.
Absolutely.
Wolverine.
Yes.
We knew that was coming.
He better be fucking 5'4". You know, just like short, just accurate, yeah.
And like, climb up walls with the claws.
I did catch like the X-Men 97. You told me to watch.
Yes.
And
tell me it wasn't as crazy as you thought.
It's
it was
fucking wild. I was like, what's happened when Rogue started sleeping with Magneto?
Yeah.
And just told Gambit, it's like, hey, he can fuck me. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, what is happening?
I was like, what am I watching?
And then like. Fake Jean Grey impregnated by a Cyclops. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? I'm like, this is not how I remember the 90s.
I know. That's why I said it's nothing like it. The other one was. I liked how like Cyclops was popping off in the beginning, like using his laser for mobility, like sliding across the floor and fucking blazing people. I was like, that's what I'm talking about. So where was that Cyclops in the 90s?
X-Men 97. I still haven't finished it just because of how absolutely fucking insane it is. And like Charles Xavier is not dead, but fucking a space imprint.
Yeah. I love the fuck out of it. The second season ain't coming until 2026, so...
That's a wild thought.
I know, yeah. They just announced that. Because the guy who did it got in trouble for OnlyFans. Or being weird on OnlyFans. Yeah, the guy who wrote it.
That checks out. Mm. The Thing.
That's, all right, that's another Venom.
Yeah. I gotta turn my camera off. Here.
Invisible Woman.
There's the Sombra.
Ooh.
There's the Sombra.
That's the real Sombra.
Yep.
With force fields. But she'll probably be a strategist.
It has to be, right? No, or she's a tank. It's just him. I'd love it. There you go, Nettie's. That's how you do it. Yeah, how could she not be a tank now that I think about it with shields? Force fields. Okay. Iron Fist.
I don't think I'm familiar with that character.
He punches shit, dude.
Really? I had never would have been able to come to that conclusion.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Okay, and the next character, which is most likely going to be the next one revealed due to a Miller Ross leak, Moon Knight.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched Moon Knight.
Oh,
you're fucking
good.
Up, bud.
It's really good.
That one's really good, yeah. Yeah, you're fucking up. Moon Knight's really good. You should watch it. Moon Knight's kit has kind of been released, and I don't know a whole lot about this, but I do know he is an from the leaks, everybody, do take this with a grain of salt, is that he is an anti-stealth character who can find and knock people out of invisibility.
Oh. So he's going to be the counter pick then.
you just fucking swap the Moon Knight to counter pick. Yep. That's exactly it. And those are the leaks of characters. And if they all come to the game before December 6th, which I don't think it will, but like that puts the roster at 40. Which is the same as fucking Overwatch, pretty much. I think Overwatch is at 41. And and that's like day one. And like, humongous. There's also been some map leaks for the next few maps. I don't know what game modes they are, but I do have names of the map. So the first one is the Hydra Erebus base.
There's
the Intergalactic Empire of Wakanda. Because they're in space, everybody. They found the source of vibranium, and they are.
And they deserve to be. They own their own. It wasn't handed to them.
Really cool. I'm excited for that map. I'm sure I would be dope. Glentar, which is the home planet, I'm pretty sure, of the symbiotes.
Ooh.
And therefore, Null. Because if you guys don't know, Null is the god of the symbiotes.
Yeah, he's in the new Venom movie.
Yeah. The Empire of Eternal Night.
Empire of Eternal Night.
Yeah, that's a map. And Krakoa, which, hold up, let me Google something real quick. Krakoa.
Krakatoa! That's a SpongeBob
Krakoa
reference.
Is the island that walks like a man. It is a sentient living island located in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
It was once believed that it had spawned from nuclear testing in the area. I believe it.
Yep. Blame the nukes.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like a mutant thing. It's like an X-Men thing.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. And that's all for the leaks I have, really, guys. Yeah.
Good leaks. I'm excited.
Yeah, good leaks.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, which character are you guys most excited for?
The Human Torch, I still feel like. I want to fly around and shoot fireballs. That's just something I've always wanted to do.
Hawkeye, or if they make Black Widow a sniper, I'm locking it every time.
I'm honestly excited for Cloak and Dagger, just because I like the mechanic idea of swapping between stances, pretty kind of. Like.
So one will probably be melee, one will probably be ranged.
Yeah. But I'd be concerned about their hitboxes. Like, how would that work? Does the hitbox change? How do they do that? Are they both present at the same time, and just one goes forward and one goes back? Like, we'll have to see how it goes. I'm also excited for Mr. Fantastic, just to see how they make his gameplay. Like,
yeah, they just punch down range with long
just like fucking loofying it. Just
so before we wrap things up, I got a question for you guys. Do you think so? Like, we know that the cadence for Overwatch to release new heroes feels like it takes for fucking ever. But that's because they have to design everything about them from start to finish. Do you think that since they have the Marvel's, like, characters that they could just pull, and do you think that would give them a faster, like, character setup?
Yes, character releases? They don't have to create a character out of nothing. They just have to come up with ideas that fit the character and the game around it. So it's we want to add this character. We want to make him a DPS. How can we make his like telemagic kinetic bullshit like work here? You know.
So do you think it's like in every season we get a new character, or like every three months?
I am betting it's like in every other season. And it's hard to know, because they're going to come out with a roadmap. They said they're going to give us a roadmap of like how to expect like a cadence of things happening in the future. But we just haven't got it yet. So it's hard to say. But I can say for certain, like right now, so far, the last releases to the game have been in sets of two, if you think about it. So there has been the sets of two. So what I mean by that is like there was, when the beta first came out, they did Venom, Adam, Warlock. And then they did Jeff and Thor, and before that they released two, or they just like kept giving out the news and sets of two. Captain America, Winter Soldier, and they just gave us Psylocke, so everybody's really expecting in the next couple of days to get info on like Moon Knight is what everybody's like suspecting, and they've been doing like themes, so like the like Venom and like Adam Warlock were like dark and light, and then like the theme of Thor and Jeff was hammer and tooth, and then there was like Captain and the Winter Soldier, just you know.
And I guess that would make sense if you have a stealth character and then you bring in the character that's to detect stealth.
That would make sense.
Yeah. So that's what everybody's thinking. So yeah. We have a lot to look forward to on it, but unfortunately, two more fucking months and some change to play the game. Unless, you know, Nettie's just like sitting in their office giggling, like, we haven't told them they're gonna have an open beta stress test. It's gonna be so fun. Like, because it is, and I can't overstate this, it is such a dick move to, to release like the Captain America Winter Soldier to the world. Like, they're like, look at all this. You can't touch it. Only these guys can. And then they're like, it is Psylocke. And it's such a dick move. And it isn't, I guess, such a dick move to like release information like that. Like, it's fine. What I really find a dick move now that I think on it is that we know that something is coming to China. They released the information to the Chinese audience. We're not dumb as an audience. So we saw this. It's like, hey, they're doing this on the 18th. And we learned that like days ago, almost a week ago now, that China was going to have this stress test. And they just haven't told us we aren't having anything. So they've just gotten radio silent. And everybody's like asking questions like, hey, China's getting this. Is it going to be worldwide or is it just going to be China? So that's what pisses me off the most. It's like, just tell us. Just put us out of our fucking misery. Let me know if I have to fucking develop heart conditions playing fucking Overwatch. Like,
let's get a VPN and log into a Chinese server.
You can't! Because of Chinese gaming laws, you have to have a Chinese cell phone.
Oh.
To log into these accounts so they can track your fucking gameplay. Because that's how it fucking works in China. I just learned this today. If you're under the age of like 16 or something, your phone number is tied to your account to put a 2-hour limit a day on your gaming.
That is like,
holy shit.
Yeah. So you can VPN to China, but you're not likely going to be able to participate. And of course, I'm talking out my ass because I don't really know. This is just shit I've read on Reddit. It seems legit. I fucking believe it.
It sounds like something China would do. Yeah. I'd buy it for a dollar.
So we could try, but we don't.
Damn.
Yeah, meow.
So that's that. It's time to wrap it up. So thank you guys for listening. We appreciate all the downloads, especially on the first episode, which is approaching 100 views, which is kind of cool. Yeah, and we have about a handful of dedicated subscribers already, which is really neat. So thank you guys for watching. My name is Conrad Gunther. You can always catch me at twitch.tv/ConradGunther getting mad at fucking video games. And my coworkers can take it away.
The heater work, not on anything.
Nice.
And Vance Helsing Gaming, I will eventually get back into things when my child starts kindergarten and I have free time.
So appreciate you guys for hanging out. Hopefully we have some more news to do another episode in the next couple of weeks. So thanks for watching and have a great day.
Peace.
All right.